Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roll on, it's a Wednesday. Don't blink, Friday will be here tomorrow. It won't be, but it'll be here in 2 days. You get what I'm saying. It happens fast. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty with Mac Maury with you as well. 96.5 The Fan. Your home for all Kansas City sports. And, well, sometimes some humor. Because I feel like a lot of people, maybe, will have this sort of energy when the announcement of Hunter Renfrow is no longer with the Kansas City Royals.
Yes, Lord. I couldn't.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yes, Lord. I had to get off the line because everybody's phone went off at the same time. I thought it was like a weather advisory or something, but no, it was a message from God himself. Only thing we need next is Mickey Loomis gone. That's pretty much it.
That was so good. Saint fans are happy that Derek Carr is gone?
Yes, Lord.
Who is your quarterback, sir? I mean, did you not look at the room and go, oh, we got like Sloth and Desmond Ritter and Partridge in a Pear Tree, man. Like,
yes, Lord.
Saints fans celebrating over their quarterback retiring when there's no backup. Like, literally nobody on the roster.
What's that terminology these days? Down bad Saints fans?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, what do you do?
Yes, Lord. I had to get off the line because everybody's phone went off at the same time. I thought it was like a weather advisory or something, but no, it was a message from God himself. Only thing we need next is Mickey Loomis gone. That's pretty much it.
I mean,
jeez. I mean, you do realize you have nobody at quarterback, right? It's one thing if you have that backup ready to go, you know?
Yes, Lord.
You got a guy who's never played a game in the NFL.
Yes, Lord.
The pastor giving the word on a Wednesday morning about Derek Carr's departure
out of the New Orleans Saints. That's the reaction you give when, you know, like, you know, who is the guy? Daniel Sorensen leaves town, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not your starting quarterback when you don't have a guy ready to go. I mean, it's not like Alex Smith has taken his talents to Washington and you're turning over to Patrick Mahomes, but maybe this, what's his name? Sloth? Tyler Sloth?
Shuck.
The oyster. Yeah, maybe the oyster can go out there and play well. Who the hell knows? I just give him the starting job right now or trade for Jameis Winston, one or the other.
Yes, Lord.
Because you'd get some of that if Jameis Winston was there.
No, it'd be good if Jameis Winston was there.
He was there. They ran him out of town
because he called that timeout and got his guy a touchdown.
Teammate, man.
Hell yeah.
I'll get you that extra $500K.
Hell yes, Jameis Winston did it.
As you go to Peru next weekend.
Yeah. And then the coach is probably fired after that.
Hired.
Yes, right.
You know, because Pittsburgh.
That's right.
No, I say that I kid about Renfro, but man. I get it. We can't look at baseball and think that everything happens game by game. Kind of killed the buzz in the offense last night. The Royals go up 1-0, nobody out, first and second, double play, inning over. The very next batter. The very next inning, Jonathan India base hit and the baseball bat's in your best player's hand. Didn't get to see that inning double play. They call them rally killers. That was 100% a rally killer. And then he hits the ball against the wall and kind of stares it down as if he got it. And I get it. Some people be like, oh, that should have been a home run or whatever. It's like,
it wasn't.
You got to play the park that you're in. Unfortunately, that's how it works. Just not the best look for me for somebody who's kind of got to prove a lot to kind of stick around on the roster. But I think it's time.
Well, I was having conversations with some in the organization yesterday about, you know, where we're going and what's going on here with this team. Because I'm like, all right, it's time to get to the bottom of this, right? Where are we going right now? I hate to break the news to you guys and everybody listening. We're kind of where we are right now and kind of where we're going right now when it comes to an offensive standpoint for this ball club. And guys just got to start producing and getting better. And I know this isn't an excuse that people want to hear, and it's not something people are interested in hearing, I know, but the reality of it is all of baseball stinks at hitting right now. We're just microcasting, I guess it would be, because it's our team, right? You don't care what's going on with the other teams in Major League Baseball. You care about what's going on with your team. It's like I tell my two kids, all the time. I said, I don't really care what somebody else is doing. This is what you're going to be doing, right? We use that line all the time as parents. I don't care if everybody else is jumping off a bridge. Would you be all that nonsense, right? Everybody in baseball is hitting poorly right now. And the other thing is there's not an expectation from folks around baseball that there's going to be a lot of bats out there available for anybody to go out and acquire right now, because teams all over baseball are trying to go out there and acquire those bats and trying to get better in the lineup. And so I'm not going to sit here and say they're not making any moves, because they will be making moves. But I think that dream that we have of, you know, like the Ben Zobrist of the world type guy, I don't know if that gentleman necessarily exists at this point in time. Now, as we've been talking about the last couple of days, we expect the trade market to start to heat up once more of these slappies decide that they're out of it and they're going to move on and focus on next year or 10 years from now. But man, the conversation I had yesterday was like, yeah, there's just not a lot of great bats out there that are going to be available to get. And so what do you do, right? You got to look at the guys in your lineup right now and say, okay, play better. You know, that's essentially what you have right now, is play better. And I asked, I said, okay, because there's not a lot of bats out there, what are we talking about? Cags then coming up? And they're like, no, stop. Like, okay, A guy can dream. I said, I don't know that there's been this much conversation about it. I don't think there's this much excitement about Bobby Witt Jr., you know, coming up and being in this lineup like there is for Cags right now. So the long and the short of it is we're sitting here. This is kind of our team right now. And you're going to ride the highs. You're going to ride the lows. The good news is the pitching has been, I mean, unfreaking believable. Mm. It's been, I mean, Bubich last night. Good God. You want to talk about Bubalicious. You want to talk about something being Bubalicious last night. Nine strikeouts. The guy's a Cy Young candidate, all right? It's time to consider Chris Bubich a Cy Young candidate. And I think last night's game kind
of. Think of the bat you'd get for him.
What's
Javi Baez won? That guy's got a resurgence.
Bryce Harper for Bubich now.
Yeah, and Harper just cut his hair.
I know he did.
He's serious.
He's serious. He Mahomes this thing up, man. He cut his hair. He's looking good. I like it. Kyle Schwarber. I've wanted Kyle Schwarber forever and a day. I like fat guys playing baseball, right?
He's thick.
So we've got a situation where it's just kind of like, all right, this is what we got. This is what the rest of baseball got. Guys got to start producing, man. Like Hunter Renfroe, I understand you're making $7.5 million a year. Go out there and earn that money. Salvi as well. And I know we'll talk about it as the day goes on with Salvi, but yesterday felt like, okay, the city is turning now on Salvador Perez. I saw some on X yesterday and friends of mine texting. It feels like that switch has been flipped, but you've got to get the job done. You know, you got guys on base, you got to find a way to get them in. And that's been one of the biggest kind of detriments for the Royals this year. They get guys on third with less than two outs. They're not driving them in. Their batting average this year is like 100 points less with guys on third and less than two outs than it was a season ago. So that situational hitting has to be better. Mm-hmm. Guys just need to start coming through, and maybe you reduce yourself back to small ball and squeeze bunt from now on.
Or maybe the best addition is by subtraction. And you don't have that one roster spot looming in the dugout of like, well, we need to get Hunter in there in the game.
And that's the other thing. We don't need to play him.
Right.
You know, like there's no need to play Hunter Renfroe. And I know, you know, baseball has their numbers and nonsense and whatnot. But
for sure.
I've got eyeballs, and I think you do as well. You can see this guy's not very good.
No, I mean, that rally killer, the double play. I mean, they don't get that run the next inning. That guy whaps one into left field in the Crawford boxes, it's 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different vibe if it's 2, maybe 3-1.
Yeah.
And then we know the record if they score 4 runs or more.
Yeah.
16-1. Yeah, 16-1. It's like the Chiefs. Speaking of the Chiefs, when you do need a break from the Royals, don't worry. They're always here.
Every year, that's the only goal that you have is winning the Super Bowl. If we don't win it, it's a failure.
As much of a dreamer as Lamar was, I don't think he could have ever imagined this.
Chiefs Kingdom!
The odds are slim.
Let's three-peat! Let's make history!
All this pressure builds up.
Cut the cameras, please.
It's our life, and it's an emotional game.
Love you, brother.
All right, but dog, you know that.
Win or lose, this team will never be the same.
So that was announced yesterday, the Kingdom documentary to ESPN.
On the same day that ESPN announced $30 a month now to watch.
That's right. So
we're all signing up.
So they've got at least two states involved. Not only that, Chiefs Kingdom documentary, 30-second run through, and Mahomes and Kelsey and Andy Reid are the and Mitch Holtis are the only voices you get.
Right.
So
who else do we need, though? I mean, maybe Chris Jones, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's always somebody that you didn't think you needed that you get, and you're like, kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
It's like when the franchise came out, nobody knew who Carson Steele was. All of a sudden, here comes this guy that's got a crocodile or an alligator, and all of a sudden, he's a fan favorite.
Yeah. If he doesn't have the alligator, though, do people like Carson Steele? I think we like them because of the alligator.
The hair, right? And
the hair
alligator.
And the alligator. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Crocky J, I believe, is his name.
This guy can play. He's got hair and an alligator.
And then he fumbled the ball once, and we're like,
that was it.
Never mind.
Get that man off my roster.
That's the Hunter Renfroe of the Chiefs. Who is the Hunter Renfroe of the Chiefs right now? Because Kadarius is gone. We've got
Sky Moore.
Is he really even a Chief anymore?
Is Hunter Renfroe really a Royal?
He's still wearing the uniform. I don't know if Sky is.
Addition by subtraction.
Was in Texas with Mahomes.
I really think that if he gets a chance to play more often, Hunter Renfroe can show what he can do. I really think if Sky Moore gets the option to take the pass off his back, he could really be a productive receiver.
Yeah.
First play. Drops it. Get out.
Get out later. Now, that Kingdom doc is going to be good, man. ESPN does really good things, you know, obviously. And it's cool to see it from kind of an outsider's viewpoint, not like inside, not that, you know, the Kingdom franchise stuff that we run all the time.
Yeah.
With Rob Alberino and company at 65 Toss Power Trap is amazing stuff. Just a different perspective from being on outside the organization. But I think it's funny. I mean, This is what ESPN is doing. Hey, by the way, $30 a month for ESPN. What do we need that for? Oh, this Kingdom documentary dropped. So now everybody that's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, which seemingly is everybody these days around the world, you're going to have a lot of subscriptions. It's what ESPN used to do with college basketball back in the day when they had that ESPN College or ESPN, whatever it was that they were trying to promote, and they would put Kansas basketball on these like ESPN 3s or ESPNU. That's what it was. Oh, Kansas is on ESPNU, and everybody's like, I don't have ESPNU. And back in those days, you would add it to your cable plan, watch the game, and then cancel it, you know? And now you do have ESPNU. But this is how ESPN Plus is going to get you, because we sat around going, I'm not subscribing to that. Oh, damn. You're doing a documentary on the Chiefs?
Now you really
son of a gun.
Now you really need any more evidence of why everyone hates the Chiefs? They're everywhere. You just can't get rid of them. Real quickly, fellas, 5 years ago, brother Ryan shouted out my newborn daughter's name, and on Shouted Out segment, she graduates preschool today.
Sweet.
Trying to hold myself together today. Yeah, don't blink, words of Kenny Chesney.
Let me tell you about that, and you know, I got eighth grade graduation next week. I've got my oldest completing her freshman year of high school. It goes so fast. It's cool to see and to be along with you as your kids are raised through this show and have those memories, and I've been telling people a lot. I'm very open with this. I get teary-eyed just about every day thinking about how fast it's gone and how less time that I have left, you know, with my kids at home. I got 3 years with one and 4 years with another, and it gets harder by the day, my man. So love up your kid. Enjoy these times. The days are long. The years go by so, so fast. And so before you know it, your new baby will be in preschool. Your preschool kid will be in eighth grade. Your eighth grader will be going to high school, and your high school kid will be walking down the graduation at KU in 5 years or whatever it's going to be. So, then, I mean, it goes like by in a blink, man.
And then they'll be changing your diapers.
That's right. That's what we hope for. Yes.
Coming up, it's been a struggle for a local legend, and there's, speaking of kids, what? There's one that's shining very well, but he needs one more step before we can really get serious about it. We'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20, right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's the fourth best sporting event of the year today, according to some schedule release tonight.
Binkley did the first schedule release show ever.
Ever. After a rain delay for 3 hours.
Yes. He's here.
True story.
No, it's
zero lies. All right, it's midnight here on 610 Sports Radio. The Chiefs are going to play. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
It came out 9 hours ago.
We got the slip of paper that was delivered to our email box. Yeah. But again, I mean, tomorrow is the day, get the schedule of the NFL, people will start making their fall plans. I know we do. I know how it operates. And so there you go. Boomer
has it. Ooh. That's right. Where would you have been today at 6:20 in the morning if I didn't tell you there was a leak in the schedule?
Ooh, what do we got?
Thursday Night Football, Week 4.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Seahawks, Cardinals. I mean, where were you? Where would your day have gone?
Week 4, so that's the end of September. I got a free Thursday night coming up. I hate the NFC West. That's the division to me that is the most boring.
Rams and Niners don't do it for you?
Not really, no. Yeah. It just doesn't. I thought you said Seattle versus Arizona.
I know, I'm just saying NFC West.
What were the Niners last year? Like 6-11,
they were
right?
the worst team
yeah,
in the
they were
division.
The worst team last
Went
year.
Went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah. And 4 years ago. And the Rams went to the Super Bowl and won.
I don't know. It's just always, I guess it's when I was working in St. Louis and watching these like NFC West teams roll in, and the Rams were terrible. Like the Rams have never done it for me. I've hated them since Flipper Anderson in 89. I've hated like all of these. Like, this just does nothing for me, the NFC West. There's no like, other than really the 49ers, there's not a lot of tradition out there, you know?
When the Seahawks were great and the Niners were great for that little bit, that was fun. But other than that, that's been
Sherman
over
versus,
a decade.
Crabtree. Like that guy, it was fine. A hot moment, but like the NFC West does not motivate me to do
boring
anything. I got another one for you. Yeah, here we go. Week 8, Thursday Night Football. Oh. Where would you be without Vikings at Chargers?
Like it.
Yeah. Boomer has it. Down with that.
That
Week 8.
That's a pivotal game, yeah. NFC AFC.
It really is. It's Thursday night. Possible Super Bowl preview is what they'll bill that one as, right? When the Chargers are sitting at week 8, so they will be like 3-4, 4-3, something of that nature,
it's
right?
It's today.
And that one was by NFL Nerd, but then in another tweet, he credited Alex Caston on it first.
So that guy now, Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, that's right. So that's exactly what we're doing now is crediting everybody with schedule release leaks that we have now on X. Did you find another one?
No, I don't have another one. Damn. All right. Every single morning I eat 2 dozen eggs. No one releases schedules like Gaston. No one rumors like Gaston. Best bad guy there ever was. Speaking of good guys, though, Salvador Perez, Bob, what's the solution?
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is. I'm not even really sure.
Is he washed?
I don't think so. I was having a conversation with my buddy Jim, and he's
look out, Jim.
Look out, Jim. But no, he's got like you know he's retired. He's in his 70s. He's seen a lot of baseball and he's got a lot of you know things to say and whatnot all the time about you know ways to solve things and. I don't know, man. Like Salvador Perez right now, he says hit him 7 or 8 in this lineup because he's a big hole in the middle of your lineup. And look, Salvi isn't hitting great right now, right? And we all know that. But again, nobody is hitting great on this team. I just feel like right now, like the city may be starting to kind of turn on Salvi a little bit. And I know he's got one more year, you know, on his contract. And I would never, you know, advocate cutting or getting rid of Salvador Perez or anything like that because we know what a great baseball player he is. And he's going through a little bit of a slump right now. Or maybe he has reached the end of his career. I don't know. We'll know more as the season continues to progress and we get to the end of the season and, you know, a 35-year-old. But he suggests moving him down in the lineup to 7 or 8. But you do that, all of a sudden, Michael Garcia's gone cold, right? It's not like he's out there smacking in runs and doing things like he was a couple of days ago. So I don't know really what the solution is for Salvador Perez. We'll talk to Q coming up at 9 o'clock this morning and we'll ask him a little bit about it. But maybe, you know, maybe Salvi just needs a couple of days off and, you know, with this reunion coming up and whatnot beginning tomorrow and, you know, having all of his former teammates in town and whatnot, maybe give him a couple of days off, hang out with the guys and come back on Monday and kind of see where you are. Cause sometimes a break for a lot of these guys is a good thing. Just a couple of days down to kind of clear your head a little bit, not worry about anything. Go have fun with Haas and the boys and Ned and celebrate the reunion and all the fun that's going to be going on with these guys over the next couple of days in Kansas City and come back on Monday rested and ready to go. And that's what I would try with Salvador Perez right now. I'm not in panic mode with him at all because I think there are bigger fish to fry, you know, than Salvador Perez at this point in time because I still believe he's a veteran player and will find his way. But I understand why fans are frustrated right now. I get it. You're used to Salvi coming up and being that guy, and now all of a sudden he's not. But that's kind of what happens in sports. Eventually that'll happen to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, I would hope that the city doesn't turn. I just think that, like, as players get older, you have to maybe tamper your expectations of what used to be and what is now.
It's actually chomper your expectations. Champer. Yeah.
But, no, I think with Sal – I don't know if hitting 7th or 8th would necessarily be the answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe 4th isn't. Maybe plug him in at 5th and let Michael hit 4th. I mean, I'm Michael 289, still pretty damn good for today's baseball when you look at the average stat. But again, you know, I get it. Your stars have to be stars. And Salvador Perez going into this season is your captain. He's your leader. He's your, you know, your locker room binder. And I think he's just going to be one of those players on this roster that's up and down, streaky, going to have big moments, but he's not going to be 28, 29 home run Sal. Right. I mean, he's got 2 right now in the season, but I also think he's one of those guys that maybe, like you said, he's maybe got a little bit of an annoying hip injury that's kind of lingering along. It's not really giving him the full potential, maybe a day off. But I mean, I don't know past 5th if you do that just because of the potential what his bat still can be. But maybe it is time to see if somebody else could hit, you know, 4th and have somebody behind Vinny who's starting to kind of find his way a little bit more. But now hitting, I think, like 226 or something like that before he was hitting, like, 175. But Sal's a guy that, unfortunately, in your franchises, you ride or die.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Detroit, a team that's just doing everything right, and Javi Baez, right? Resurgence has happened for him. He's had a great season, figured something out, changed a little something, and that's just having a veteran presence on your team. Those guys tend to figure it out. I think Sal will be fine. I just think the days of maybe Sal being up there every time and potentially taking one very, very deep to, you know, give the Royals a big bolt of jolt in their lineup is maybe not there, but maybe Sal is kind of having that same sort of career path that Travis Kelce might have this year. Maybe this is foreshadowing what to be shown, that you might go into this season, the expectation like, oh, this is, you know, Travis Kelce's last year. Potentially this is Salvador Perez's last year in Kansas City. I don't know. Maybe next year he's here as well, but you can't always go in thinking that your heroes or your legends are always going to put up, in Kelce's mind, 97, 1,208. Mm-hmm. Salvador Perez eventually isn't going to be able to put up 260, 29, and 97.
Right.
Maybe this year Salvador Perez's role is to hit 250, 20, and 75. And that's not a normal Salvador Perez career, but that's what Salvador Perez is going to hit in the middle ages of his 40s. Travis Kelce this year might go out there and have, what, 75, 850, and 4 touchdowns. And yeah, that's not Travis Kelce of Travis Kelce, but that's what Travis Kelce's role is at his age, at his point now in his career. Yeah. So whatever Sal was may not be there, but Salvador Perez still could be a very valuable piece in your lineup, especially one where you don't really have a lot of options.
Well, and that's the other thing too. I mean, how many good pitches is Salvador Perez going to get right now in a lineup?
Well, they're just going to throw sliders away.
Yeah, and so when nobody's hitting in a lineup and you have a couple of guys that are legitimate bats, right, they're going to try to go out there and do too much. And I think there may be a little bit of that as well. Salvi kind of looks around and goes, all right, nobody's getting anything done. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to try to play. They always call it like play with inside yourself or outside yourself. And I think Salvi's kind of doing one of those things. I don't want to use the term hero ball, but that's kind of what it is like, you know, in football where guys are trying to play hero ball out there, or even in basketball, you know, you're playing hero ball out there. But I think with Salvador Perez, maybe he's trying to do too much because everybody else around him isn't doing much, you know. And so if everybody else starts to produce and all of a sudden Vinny's a legit bat, Michael Garcia becomes a legit bat, Renfro, and you just go down the line of guys, yeah, I'm just throwing everybody out there. If everybody else is doing their job, then they're not going to be able to just kind of pitch around Salvi, or Salvi's not going to have to go up there and just chase bad pitches in order to try to get a hit to drive in runs. And so if everybody else gets their job done, it will make Salvador Perez's job a lot easier. And I know that's not the answer that anybody wants to hear, but Travis Kelce will be good when the receivers are good and they're taking all that pressure off of Travis Kelce. I mean, that's kind of way sports works, right? You're a benefit of the surroundings or a hindrance to the surroundings around you. And right now, the surroundings around Salvador Perez aren't that great right now, but he's the guy that we expect to do good, and the expectation is higher for Salvador Perez. But I think some of his struggles has to do with everybody else in the lineup struggling right now, and hopefully all of that starts to turn. But again, we're getting now into the middle of May, right? It's the 14th of May. Tomorrow's officially the midpoint of the month of May, and you've got a good 7 weeks of the season in. It's time for everybody else to start heating up as well. And I hope it comes with Salvador Perez, but I don't know, batting him down in the lineup, I don't know how much of a difference that necessarily makes. That seems like a baseball cliche. Either you're playing good baseball or you're not. I've never understood what move him down in the lineup and that will make him a better player. They've tried that for years in baseball. And I don't know. I don't know if that really works.
So last night we were kind of talking throughout the evening, and then I saw a tweet from Clubhouse Convo. They put some stuff up there from the Royals, and they kind of have a unbiased opinion. It's good stuff if you like, you know, seeing things that maybe you don't see every day of, well, this guy is going to do this and this guy's doing great here. They said, I would be shocked if Hunter Renfro isn't DFA'd before Friday's game. Shocked is what they said. I think it's finally coming. You're going to be in a tight playoff race all year. We're past the 25% mark, and you have to win the marginal games. You can't keep playing him, and I don't think that they will, is what they say about the Royals on the tweet. And I think part of that, and again, I want to be very clear, I don't think that Caglione is going to go from Double A to the pros. I don't think so. But if Hunter Renfro is DFA'd, there's money that John Sherman could spend, right? Mm. We want him to go out there and spend money on a bat. You could spend money on losing a bat in an addition by a subtraction, because again, that was a buzzkill last night of a double play. It was absolutely a buzzkill. It was a rally killer. They got a run. They had nobody out, first and second, double play, two outs, next guy out, Jonathan Dia next inning, base hit, then Bobby's up. So maybe you take the loss, own it. They did it with, what's his name, Max guy, Hunter Dozier, a few years ago.
Right.
And it was, yeah, they paid Dozier a lot of money. It didn't work out. It was a, you know, a detriment to the lineup. It was a hole. You got to get rid of it, because then you're also thinking, okay, this guy's got an off day, so I guess we'll play Renfro. But if Hunter Renfro is DFA, that means somebody from AAA is moving up. That's just the way I think that rolls. It's not going to be in Jamie Melendez.
Nope.
But there are other guys down there, and like, I think his name is Reeve. You've got other players as well that could come up for this team. Then that would move spots to AAA. And where I think Caglione gets his spot, to go off Bob's theory of what his people have said to him, that there's not a lot of bats out there, I don't think it's necessarily a wrong fan's mindset to have that you're ready to see Cags move up to AAA. Because again, his numbers, 320, 392, 578, 979 home runs, 37 RBI in AA. It's, Vern said it Monday. It looks like that level is no longer a level of learning. It just seems like it's, hey, I'm doing what I want. I played five straight games in right field. I've not made an error. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. It's time. If he moves to AAA, that's when we get the Cags watch to officially start rolling. Because if there are not bats out there, and he does provide something in AAA that is unnoticeable that you have to see, then you get to mid-July, August, hell, latest September, and your bat is there. Now, if there's nothing available and you don't want to give up anything because you value your pitching assets, because we said yesterday, or I guess I can say I said yesterday, this is a pitching staff that can win you a World Series. There's no doubt in my mind. If you throw Reagan's Lugo Bubich out there every single night,
you that for months
I would take that in a heartbeat. And if Cags does get promoted to AAA by the end of this week, which I believe will happen, I really do think that will happen.
I don't know that it is.
Okay. Going on the theory that they do DFA Renfro, they would move him up to AAA. And if he rakes in AAA, then it cannot be ignored, and you've got to give the man his flowers, because if there is not anything out there worth a darn to go get, and you have a guy that's clearly proven every step he's supposed to do, at some point, you have to promote that guy. And who's to say? You know, did you see Mahomes working out the way Mahomes was going to work out? Did you see Bobby being the superstar that Bobby was? Maybe, just maybe, there's a chance you do have a generational talent like a Jack Caglione. That could be, what would you take, Adam Dunn for his career in Kansas City?
You take that,
a guy that hits 260, blasts 40 home runs, has 120 RBI. Hit him fourth, hit Sal fifth. Take that pressure off Sal, take that pressure off Vinny.
Smash.
All of a sudden, everybody sits back and goes, what time are we playing tonight?
Yeah, I hate to be that wet blanket out of your parade, but I don't think they view Cags the way we view Cags inside the organization. And I'm just speaking from conversations that I've had with people in the organization, around the organization, and around Major League Baseball. I don't think they're in any rush to get this guy out of AA and get him up to AAA. Now, I could be reading the tea leaves completely wrong on that, but I think when you talk to people about Jack Caglione, they say, yeah, the numbers are there, but you know what? The numbers were there for MJ in AA too. So I think there's a little bit of trepidation, not just from the production standpoint. Is he doing the things that they need him to do off the field to be able to be promoted to AAA? Is he making the adjustments? Is he doing the studying? Is he doing all that little stuff that for whatever reason baseball people look at and we're not privy to, right? We don't know what the conversations are like. We don't know what they're asking Jack Caglione to do. We see the results and they're beautiful, but I don't know if the organization views what he's doing at AA the way that we do. And they shouldn't, I don't think. You know, they've got their stuff and they got to do their thing baseball-wise and whatnot. And while he's putting up the numbers, I'm sure there's some people inside that front office that are looking around going, all right, we need you to do this better. We need you to have this approach. We need you to do that better. We need you to do this better before you're ready to move to AA or to AAA. And they're looking at it from, they want to be absolutely sure that this guy is ready to go before they move him up. They're not going to rush Jack Caglione up because of Hunter Renfro or because of Salvi or anything that's going on at the big league level. They're going to approach this guy, Jack Caglione, when they believe he's ready, he will be moved up and it will not be dictated kind of by what's going on at the big league club. And so if you want to get rid of Hunter Renfro, I'm all for that. Fine. Eat the salary, move on from Hunter Renfro. How you backfill that, that'll be the interesting one to see what they do. Because I'm with you. I don't think MJ Melendez, and I said this earlier, I don't think he ever sees a day again in Kansas City as a member of the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, and just to, you know, pick apart the theory that you had, if you do DFA Renfro, that opens up a spot, which means somebody has to move up to AAA. Which means somebody would have to move up from AA, and there's no secret that Gavin Cross and Jack Caglione and those guys, Carter Jensen as well, are in the fold to be the next ones promoted. Because you look at those numbers on the board, that's 33 games. That I don't know what you move him to right randomly, and he's played flawless. And I think the difference between he and MJ, personality wise, from actually like meeting the guy. The dude is...
And there's something to be said for that.
And I will say that, and I know it's very fortunate of the job that I have, but being able to sit in a dugout with him and talk to him and see his personality and have the point of where, like, he's literally not wanting me, Gold, and Cody, and Drew to leave. Like, those are four of the most annoying people in the world, and he doesn't want to go do work. We're like, dude, you got to go, like, warm up for this game tonight. Home run, how you doing? Salute to the crowd. I think his personality is ready for this sort of stuff. 22, played in the SEC, played at Florida, good kid. I think he's ready to see what he can do in the next level. Again, I don't think he's going to be major league right away, but again, they also say Double A is the real minor leagues. Like, that's where the real players get their test, because Triple A is, you know, the Clayton Kershaws of the world that go get a spot start. And it's like, yeah, he's 40. He's just trying to get, you know, back into the swing of things. But
that's, they'll tell you that. And then they'll say, well, actually, Triple A is where you see the real major league pitchers that are like, it just depends on what spin you want to put on it, what they'll tell you, you know, about the minor leagues and which one matters. And I don't know about roster, you know, building in the minor league. I don't know if somebody leaves a minor league roster, you have to replace somebody. I don't know if there's limits on rosters in the minor league. I really don't. I have no idea, you know, what the rules are. Just because somebody moves off doesn't mean somebody technically has to move up. I mean, I don't know. It could be, you know, you have to, but I don't think you have to do anything.
I just dream of a day where you have Bobby Witt Jr. hitting second and Jack Caglione hitting third.
26. Yeah.
So when you say they don't view him the way that we do, you're not speaking to the ceiling, the potential, the talent.
I'm viewing,
you're
like right now, like
the process.
The readiness.
Yes.
The readiness.
Like, and the process.
We look
to get
at the numbers, we see the big home runs and all that kind of stuff. We think, wow, this guy's ready. They look at it from a different perspective and they go, okay, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of baseball excuses, as we like to coin them. But that's the world in which we live, right? It's not our ability to just start calling guys up. They have to feel that he's ready to be called up. And maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Again, I don't know the answer to those questions. We'll see when he is called up, if he's ready to be called up. But they want to make sure that they don't miss a beat with this guy. They're very much treating it like, and I just saw Patrick on TV, just like that year. We're ready for Patrick. We're ready for Patrick. And you had Andy go, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Chill. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Could have put him in a playoff game. We're not going to do that. We're not going to disrupt this guy's development for the benefit of one game or one season or something like that. Because when you do that, then you end up out over your skis and you end up chasing yourselves and it becomes a bad situation. And then you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And so they want to just make sure, from whatever baseball reasons they have, that it's right to move him up to AAA. And then when he's there and has that success, then when it's time to move him up, you know, to the big league club. So long of the story is, you know, these guys at the big league club, they got to start producing because there's not a lot of reinforcements coming right now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
A special one at that, because it is the rumor has it day going to bed because all the schedule release. Yesterday we had the topic, and it was on every single show that you listen to on this wonderful station we call 96.5 The Fan. Chiefs are going to play Christmas night, Thursday night football against them Broncos, against them donkeys of Denver. Do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Christmas? Yes or no? You can answer that question on the Fan's Twitter page or X page on Fesco, or the Fesco and Dusty show or whatever, the Fesco and Dusty poll. Do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Christmas? Again, yes or no?
Any early results on that poll, Mac?
Oh, over 50 votes in, just real quick. We've got 53% saying yes, that they do like it.
Okay.
So close. 53-46.
So about 26 people say yes, and about 24
say no.
Pretty much so far. That's where we're at.
We'll keep that all day. And coming up on the other side, hey, you go, man, you know, this guy's in his undies and ready to go. It's NFL schedule release day, and Jay Binkley joins us on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
There's juice all over the place.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, you hear Adele?
Yeah, you need this one. Week one, baby.
Uh-oh.
Giants at Commodes. Week one.
Hello. Take that. Some more. Boomer has it. Kansas City fans, stand up. Your Thanksgiving Day plans are over. Or they just got set in stone. Chiefs Cowboys. Thanksgiving Day, baby. Ooh. Thanksgiving Day in Dallas. Your Chiefs will play the Plowboys. Cowboys. That was a barbecue restaurant in Blue Springs back in the day.
I remember that. Ask Vern about that.
We have Vern on Mondays. We have Vern's Uncle Binkley on Wednesdays. Bink, you know, 30 years ago, the Chiefs and Cowboys played on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Thought it was a real possibility last week, saying, I don't know, man, Chiefs and Cowboys be a ratings bonanza. Not that that game wouldn't have been a ratings bonanza, but then all of a sudden they get Christmas Day, and so you're like, eh, maybe they're not going to Chiefs on both holidays. But when you see the Vikings going to play two games overseas, one in Dublin, one in London, it's like, okay, why not? Then you get the Broncos playing with the Chiefs on Christmas and in London. So I'm like, okay, if they could put the Broncos in London and on Christmas Day, they could do the Chiefs on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, obviously all the holidays now, Halloween game. Are the Chiefs going to get a Halloween game this year, Jay? Do we know?
Let's hope.
Yeah,
Let's hope.
I think so as well. So Chiefs in Dallas, that'll be a 35-0 win for Kansas City. Make them 13-0 on the season at that point in time, or probably 12-0. They'll probably have the bye. So they'll be 12-0. They'll be Dallas 35-0 in that game, and all your food will get digested. But here it is, man. I mean, you are the Mel Kiper of schedule release shows. Nobody did a schedule release show until you did it midnight one year about 10 years ago. You know, when the schedule came out, you're like, oh, this is going to be all the rage. Everybody's going to be talking about it. And ever since you did that, we get 3 hours on NFL Network and ESPN and everybody talking NFL schedule release. Do you consider yourself a pioneer?
Well, at the time, it was scoffed at. It's like, what are you doing, man? Just put the W's and L's and just get the schedule. It's like, I don't know, man. I think there's something to this. I think people are interested in where your team's playing. So I saw the need in it. Then all of a sudden, it started blowing up, and then started doing it on the morning shows and gradually releasing it. And it's going to be one of those days where people constantly hit refresh to find out who their team's playing. Or you can just sit around and wait till 7 o'clock and get it at once.
Binkley, we were having a discussion off the air. The Chiefs in Dallas will play on Thanksgiving. We kind of discussed this earlier on in the month about how, you know, does the NFL kind of pick and choose when they really want to attack their ratings? Kind of like when baseball stadiums want to give away that, you know, precious bobblehead, right? Like, hey, do it in the middle of July, give away a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead, and guaranteed we'll get 30,000 in the middle of summer. You don't really necessarily need a huge ratings boost, but last year the Giants and Cowboys played. 38 million people watched that game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You see a spike in that number with Chiefs and Cowboys on this year's Thanksgiving?
Oh, I could see that. And I see why the networks want it. Like, the networks get to pick and choose who they want. And obviously, the Cowboys and Chiefs are there. And, I mean, it's the Cowboys are always that TV magnet. They're always getting the 6 primetime games or whatever every year. Then you have the Chiefs that had the first ever postseason game on Peacock. Yes, they had a regular season one, the first ever postseason game on Netflix, the first ever primetime game on Amazon. It's clear the NFL likes to use the Chiefs in these type of moments because their ratings bonanza. But yes, the ratings will be through the roof, regardless of Dallas's record.
So, Jay, do you think the Chiefs will have a Sunday game this year?
Man, I don't know. They can have a noon Sunday home game. I doubt that's going to happen.
No, I just mean a Sunday game in general, because every game that's been released so far for the Chiefs will be seen as either a Friday or a Thursday.
No, I think they will, but they'll be Sunday night games. I think they will have Sunday night games.
Please,
but,
no.
There'll be a Saturday 3:25. It looks like Chiefs at Buffalo. They haven't announced that one yet, I don't think.
No.
Chiefs at Buffalo 3:25.
But if you're these networks and you get the opportunity to quote-unquote protect games, if you're CBS, why are you protecting the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day against Dallas? If I was CBS, I'd want the Chiefs somewhere else, because you know you've got a built-in audience and you're going to get those numbers on Thanksgiving Day. Why not just take some rum-dum there against Dallas and then save the Chiefs and save that saved game, if you will, for a little bit later? Maybe it's a Charger game down the road, because you've already got one Charger game that's not going to be on CBS.
Yeah, you can do that unless they want to get greedy and just blow the records at the roof. Unless they want to, you know, put on their mantle they've had the highest ever Thanksgiving Day game, or the highest NFL game regular season in years, or ever, if a network wants to do that. So I could see the network's one that just kind of blow that record out of the water.
Binkley, interesting question here with the Chiefs. Will Josh Simmons be playing on that Thanksgiving game as starting left tackle, your value draft pick?
I hope. I think at least by then, yeah, you would hope so, unless they decide not to pan out for the year. But I could definitely see a situation where he's playing on Thanksgiving. You would hope that'd be the case.
Yeah. Is he the rookie that you could see standing out the most this year in the draft, or is there someone else that kind of comes to mind for Jay Binkley?
I think Noel Williams, the cornerback out of Cal. I think he's the most starter ready for this team. I think there's a lot of rotational pieces that they drafted. Good pieces. I mean, they're good pieces. It's what the Chiefs do, a lot of rotation, especially on the defensive line with Omar Norman Lott out there. Boss, I can see playing a lot of special teams this year for the Chiefs. I think Breshard Smith will be integrated, just different pieces that the Chiefs have. Jalen Royals clearly won't be a starter. He'll be a guy that comes in, makes that nice touchdown catch, but he won't be a starter. But I see Noel Williams being the starter out of this group. Maybe Gelati. It depends on how his training camp goes. But, you know, here's another guy that, you know, maybe a rotational piece that they have at edge rusher. But Noel Williams, the corner out of Cal, the ball hawk, I can for sure see him being a starter. And, you know, the big question was his tackling and things like that. But, you know, guys out there like Dane Brugler and everything, you know, calling him an excellent tackler throughout the draft process. And even his head coach thinks that as well. So I think Noel Williams has the best chance to be a starter. If it's Josh Simmons, that's your biggest impact because that's your starting left tackle. Clearly, that position is bigger than the others, but I think Noel Williams is the best chance to start.
Do you know any other Noles, or is that the only one?
It's the only Noel. First ever Noel.
Yeah.
What about Chuck?
You know what? I know a few Chucks.
Chuck you Noel? Do? Chuck Noel?
No, not on Chuck Noel, but I didn't know Chuck Noel.
Would you love to be in a room with Chuck Noel for 2 hours with a case of beer?
I mean, who wouldn't?
I mean, me. If I could get you in a room with Chuck Noll for a day or or Paige Spiranek for a day, who are you going out with?
Paige.
Really? Okay, you're taking Paige
Spiranek. I told you she's an outlier, man.
Yeah, all right.
Binkley, by the way, she's no longer married, by the way.
Oh, she isn't?
She is not. She's been divorced for 2 years. By the way, I don't know if you heard this audio.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I had to get off the line because everybody's phone went off at the same time. I thought it was like a weather advisory or something, but no, it was a message from God himself. Only thing we need next is Mickey Loomis gone. That's pretty much it.
That's a fan being excited about Derek Carr retiring. Are you excited that you don't ever get to see him play in cold weather games again?
Yeah, sure. I always thought that was a joke how much his brother, you know, built him up on NFL Network like he's some great quarterback, and everybody kind of seemingly thought that. And then, of course, we went to New Orleans, out of sight, out of mind, not playing the Kansas City Chiefs anymore in the division. But, you know, I'm not surprised. He's doing the right thing. I mean, his age, and I know he's out there playing golf and throwing the baseball and all that, but still, though, that's much different than throwing an NFL football. So, wishing well in his retirement, but, man, in New Orleans knew about this. It's not like it's a surprise. I mean, New Orleans started knowing about this weeks ago. That's why they took a chance on Tyler Shuck in the draft. So it's not like he just dropped this bomb on the Saints that he's going to retire. I think people kind of saw the writing on the wall. Hell, I was thinking Aaron Rodgers in New Orleans a couple months ago when it first came out that he's maybe going to need surgery and be shelved for the whole season. It's like, don't count out Aaron Rodgers in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean that's still possible. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, loves the spotlight, loves the storylines to be about him, and loves everybody talking about him, even though he says he doesn't. He eats all that kind of stuff up. For a narcissistic human like Aaron Rodgers, this you know, New Orleans opening just got even more spectacular when it comes to stealing more headlines, because now he can pit two teams against each other and act like, I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, exactly. His price just went up because if New Orleans gets in a battle with Pittsburgh, because I think Pittsburgh seemingly, you look at their draft, you think, okay, well, they think they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look at their draft. Unless they're going to go ahead and tank the season and select their quarterback when the draft is in Pittsburgh next year. I can't see Mike Tomlin losing games. He doesn't lose games. As a matter of fact, he's at least always 500. But Pittsburgh's got, I think, 12 picks next year, too, in the draft. So, and the draft is in Pittsburgh. So look for them to make some noise at getting a quarterback, regardless if Aaron Rodgers signs it or not.
Well, Binkley, enjoy your holiday beer and your Thanksgiving turkey while you watch the Chiefs in Dallas for the first time in 30 years, man. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, that's right. The 30th anniversary, fellas.
Take care.
Huge. Bye.
That is Jay Binkley. That is the news of this morning so far. We'll get back to the poll question, but the breaking news of this morning, rumor has it, the Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. It isn't a rumor. It's official. 325, Thanksgiving Day. The Chiefs will visit the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Coming up, it's getting heavy again. We give the stadium talk a revisit. Bob lets you know what the updates are here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.